This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. One person is dead and an MCTS bus driver is in custody following an incident last night. The Milwaukee County Transit System bus hit two men working on a parked vehicle near 47th and Villard at around 10:30. A 79-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. A 37-year-old was taken to the hospital. The 51-year-old bus driver stayed on the scene and was taken into custody. Police say the case is under review by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. It was a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago killed in a hit-and-run accident on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County. Police say Hussein Farhat was assisting a disabled vehicle on I-94 when he was hit. The suspect, a 39-year-old man, turned himself in following an anonymous tip that led investigators to a home in the Village of Wales. A vigil was held last night to honor Farhat's memory, with dozens of tow truck drivers lighting up the Summit park-and-ride lot. Governor Evers is remembering the former state senator from the area that helped create the Brewers ballpark. George Petak, the former state senator whose vote kept Major League Baseball in Wisconsin, passed away at 75 after a battle with brain cancer. Petak's vote in 1995 reversed his initial stance and led to a recall from office in 1996. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak's legacy of service and integrity. Details about a memorial are pending. The lights on the Hone are for Hanukkah. The Hone Bridge is being lit in blue and yellow with plans to increase the light display each night until January 1st. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So I had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most of the big Christmas releases opened on Christmas Day, but if you're looking for some offbeat entertainment at the theater this weekend, there are a couple films that have nothing to do with Christmas cheer. Opening in limited release are 2073, a futuristic mystery thriller shot documentary style, which actually looks kind of cool if you're not completely tired of the whole post-apocalyptic theme in movies. Another film opening in limited release is Brace Yourself, Bloody Axe Wound. The film is a horror comedy about a girl who finds out the family business is selling recordings of people being killed. The family name? Blade Cut. As you might expect, the film is rated R. Overall, the box office rallied after a slow start in 2024, and looking ahead to the new year and right around the corner are two films Hollywood is hoping achieve blockbuster success. Opening in January are Wolfman and Captain America: Brave New World. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothée Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly again today, but it is going to be warmer. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, 39 with light rain. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered light rain and even warmer with a high near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.